Government at the speed of business. That's the goal of the Export-Import Bank, what it hopes to achieve with its latest improvements to its customer contact center. Ex-Im Bank's mission supports export financing in order to promote the sale of U.S. goods and services abroad. Fred Hochberg is the chairman and president of Ex-Im Bank, joins me now to detail the contact center's improvements and what they mean to small businesses who want to enter that global marketplace. Mr. Hochberg, great to have you on.
Thanks, Tom. Good to be here.
All right. So I guess you're past all of the debates about authorization and you're good to go for a while.
Well, we're good to go till June. I don't know. Is that a while?
Well,
June seems awfully close to me.
In this
school year.
I think in the political climate of today, that's about all anybody can hope for these days. So tell us, first of all, give us a bit of a background on the types of companies that typically are helped by the Ex-Im.
Well, we work with companies large and small, though 90% of the companies we work with are small businesses. You know, Tom, you just did a DOD report. I mean, also veterans are a really good source of exporters because a lot of our veterans served overseas. They have a familiarity with overseas markets, and that's actually one of our focus that we're trying to focus on is making sure that more veterans, when they start businesses, can turn to us to finance their export needs.
All right.
So what we do is we support businesses large and small, but a lot of what we do is provide what's called credit insurance. So if you're selling overseas, just like if you're in a small business, you have fire insurance, you have theft insurance, we will give you credit. We can sell you credit insurance so that if your customer overseas doesn't pay, we will collect on your behalf and you pay the insurance premium.
All right. So now you are trying to improve the interaction between the bank itself and those customers. So tell us what's going on now.
Well, you know, too many people think, oh, my goodness, the Export-Import Bank, I guess if I'm not a large corporation, you know, you can't deal with us. So, one is to remind people that most of our customers are actually small businesses. And two, to be on the spot answering calls 8 to 8 every day, Monday through Friday. So we're going to be open 60 hours a week with a contact center that will be able to give people on-the-spot answers. How they can secure our financing, or if they have questions about where we can finance their goods or what our programs are, that we can give them very quick answers right away.
Well, how has it been done until now?
Well, until now, we had an 800 number, but frankly, it wasn't as fully staffed. We didn't have as a professional training of the people who were responding to those calls. And one of the other things we're going to be doing in the new year in 2015 is rolling out online chats. You see this on a lot of in commercial websites where you can email in while you're looking at the website and someone will respond to those questions in real time. So you can say, you know, I'd like to be able to export to Colombia and I don't know where do I do next, and someone will be responding to you, yes, you can do that and here's the link on our webpage, and continue an ongoing chat. So we're trying to just be much more customer-oriented, much more customer-responsive.
And I was curious about that online chat because I have a great preference for that personally when I'm on customer support with whatever it might be. And I've had answers answered that you couldn't find anywhere else because of chat. But my question is, when one of your people is conducting the chat sessions, can they handle more than one of them at once?
Well, the beauty of working with the Federal National Contact Center is we have 20 trained people who are trained on Ex-Im Bank so that we're able to handle surges as they come in. And so that actually gives us the ability, and one, to handle a lot more, and two, someone can handle a couple of chats at the same time.
So you've got 20 people that are hosted in an existing center. Is that how this is set up?
Correct. It's in Florida. They work for other federal agencies as well as the Export-Import Bank. But, you know, I come out of the private sector, in part out of the retail sector. So I came to Ex-Im Bank with an idea. We need to be much more leaning towards our customers and responding to our customers when they need us and give them fast answers.
Is this the time of year when you kind of miss that retail sector a little bit?
Well, I'm feeling it since we now got a contact center. We're somewhat in the retail business ourselves here at the Ex-Im Bank.
Now, is it possible to train contractor employees if you wanted to go beyond that 20? Is it possible to train them sufficiently that they could answer questions on behalf of the bank?
Well, yes. I mean, they can handle a lot of the basic questions. If we get something that's a lot more complicated, they'll refer to that customer to someone inside the bank, either immediately or we'll just call them back.
All right, so this launches today, or you're going to be bringing this out?
No, we launched a few weeks ago. In mid-November, we actually did the launch, so we now went up for about 2-3 weeks. And one of the other things we've also done on this National Contact Center is that we also do it in multiple languages. So we have people who can answer in Spanish, Mandarin, Hindi. So it's not just English-speaking, because we have a lot of diaspora communities in America that can export back home, and we want to be of service to them.
We're speaking with Fred Hochberg. He's the chairman and president of the Ex-Im Bank. Okay, so you have been up and running a couple of weeks. What have you found out so far? What are some of the early lessons here?
Well, we're only getting around 30 calls a day at the moment, so we're looking to ramp up. Partly we wanted to do a soft launch to make sure that we got everything working properly, that people were trained properly. I've called myself once or twice to test out the system. So I think that, as I said, I was in the private sector for a long time, for over 20 years. So as we're gaining data, we're going to be learning more about that. We're also putting in a more customer orientation throughout the bank with a customer database. So we can follow a customer from the time they first contact us through their entire relationship with the Export-Import Bank, depending on what product they need, what services they need, so we can do a much better job of managing that relationship.
And I have to ask the question, is there a mobile component to this new portal that's been up and running?
Well, of course, I mean, you can certainly just call in from your mobile device, and you could we don't have an app yet, if that's what you're referring to. It's right now it'd be on either our website or through a telephone.
And while we have you, I mean, what are the countries that people are most interested in exporting to these days? Are there any trends there?
Well, interestingly, I would say for our small businesses, sometimes a little different than our larger clients, but we do a disproportionate amount of business in sub-Saharan Africa, a very strong market for us. I just returned 10 days ago from India, which is our second largest market after Mexico. Saudi Arabia has been a very strong market, both for large companies and small. So there's a good breadth. We do less business in Europe because we're less needed there. You know, we really do more business where there's a greater degree of either uncertainty or mystery about selling.
And what about China? Because, of course, we know how much comes here from China, but what about anything that goes from here or there?
China has been growing very rapidly. It's now, about 10, 15 years ago, it was the number one client of the bank, and now it's back to the top 10. But when I got to the bank, it was probably not even in the top 20. So we are doing more than we actually have a team of people in China right now as we're speaking. We negotiated a new agreement with China to make it easier for U.S. exporters to sell their goods and services to China.
And how have some of the crazy currency fluctuations affected operations with the ruble falling so badly and so on?
Well, we're no longer doing business in Russia. It's a little too volatile at the moment for us to have an assurance it's going to get repaid. We can make loans both in dollars and in local currency. And one reason we sometimes do it in local currency, if the customer overseas is getting their revenue in local currency, then they'll be able to pay back the loan more easily and without currency risk. Most of our loans are guarantees versus direct loans.
And
the currency has not been as big an issue.
And have some of the other countries questioned you when you go abroad or try to negotiate agreements? Do they ever say, well, how do we know Congress is going to let you be around past June or whenever it is?
Well, I would say certainly, Tom, you're absolutely right. I would say that as chairman of the Export-Import Bank, when I'm traveling, I get more questions today about whether we're going to be around after June. And that has certainly had a somewhat of a negative impact on U.S. competitiveness because other countries are seizing on the fact that we're having a debate where they're trying to increase sales and put jobs in their country versus jobs in our country. Because at the end of the day, the Export-Import Bank, we are about jobs. We're about supporting more jobs at home by having U.S. companies export product and make the products and services here.
Fred Hochberg is the chairman of the Export-Import Bank, at least until June, hopefully beyond that.
And my term goes beyond, yes.
All right, good. Well, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you. Thanks so much, Tom.